No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about Haberman's Law and this idea of overscaling or overdeveloping your hero so that it becomes difficult to challenge them because, oh, well, they're just making it sound really cool by having them do all this different kinds of stuff. And we talked a little bit about how having your character do a lot is really only cool for you and not necessarily cool for the reader who wants to understand how and who and what and why that character is the way that they are. And the fact that they just do a lot of stuff is intellectually engaging. Ooh, that's neat. Look at all the cool things they do. But it's temporary and it's like popcorn. It's disposable because you're not going to engage the reader long term because your character just does everything. And we have to consider the value and role of challenge. So today, we're going to talk about challenge, challenging your characters, challenging just challenge as it exists in story and why we need to do that and why, and this is important, most writers suck at it. So let's start with challenge just conceptually. We need challenge in stories. Challenge is what allows a character to move forward, but also to grow and advance and accomplish, overcome the obstacles, defeat the bad guy, do the stuff of the story, all the things like that. We need challenge. In the absence of challenge, the story does not really engage your readership. Your reader sits there and goes, well, okay, so what? Which are the two words that will slowly erode their interest in your writing because, well, so what? So they're doing this. So it's not that big a deal. Why are we writing it down? Why am I wasting my time reading this book? All that discussion you want to avoid as much as possible. People hear that. People hear me say that, and then they're like, well, then I'll make everything really, really hard. No, don't swing the pendulum the other way trying to course correct. That's not what we're doing. That's not the best way to solve the problem. The thing is that we just need to understand challenge. Why are we challenging the character in this particular way at this particular time in the story? What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? One thing at a time. Look at what's called the scale and model of challenge you're presenting. So the scale of challenge is the idea that over the course of the story, things should get harder and the character should have to work more in different ways or more dramatic ways or more intense ways to overcome the obstacles the nearer we get to the climax. And then once we get to the climax, it's the most challenging, the biggest risk, the most danger, the hardest effort, the most whateverest in order to get the outcome the character wants. So we're building and it's getting harder and harder so the character works more and more, working towards a point where they can work no harder and accomplish nothing greater. Straightforward. The model of challenge is built on scale. As things scale up, we get a linear model, which is basically the idea of the next thing we do is always harder than the last thing we did. Pretty straightforward. It's a line. Think of a slope on a triangle. Easy. We do this a million times. There are other models of challenge, though, because the character isn't always doing the same thing, so you can't always sit down and treat every different thing they do with the same kind of brush. Don't paint everything with the same color, essentially, because there are going to be things that the character does easily that are important, and things that the character does easily that are unimportant. Likewise, there are things the character is going to have difficulty with that are important, and things that they have difficulty with that are unimportant. Understanding which each skill is, which each decision is, which each challenge is, and I'm not only talking about action scenes, I'm talking about anything the character is doing. You can file it away into one of those four categories. Easy, important, difficult, important, easy, unimportant, difficult, unimportant. Did I get those right? Easy, difficult, important, unimportant. Yeah. You know what I mean. I'm drawing a quadrant in the air here as I narrate this to you. You're listening to this going, yeah, I get it. Cool. Every decision your character makes, every single one of them, which is basically going to boil down in some cases to the verbs on the page in the sentences. I know. But try not to like nail it down on a sentence by sentence level. We're not getting that fussy about it today. Instead, we'll just look at scenes. In every scene, your character's doing something because in every scene, your character has a goal, right? So is this thing they're trying to accomplish, according to their own estimation, that's their sense of it, not the actual, like, they have all the abilities, they just, you know, they're doing a thing, but in their own estimation, is this easy or difficult? And is this task important or unimportant? Now, some of those unimportant things are going to be mundane. Walking across a room, opening a bottle, sitting on the couch, turning the TV on, unimportant things. They will do them successfully and it's no big deal. They get maybe a sentence or at least a hand wave and a phrase. Nothing crazy. Some things, though, are plot, character development, important subplot, stuff like that. And it's going to be maybe easy. Maybe it's as simple as I have to call this person and have a difficult conversation. The conversation will be difficult, but the calling them part's pretty straightforward. You're going to want to go through on a scene-by-scene basis and identify whether the task or the goal, whatever you want to frame it as, that the character is doing is easy or difficult according to their perception. Do they think this is going to be easy? Do they think this is going to be hard? Why are we coming at it in that direction? Because that's going to determine how they react to it and what they choose to do and how they handle it. You have to suspend for a moment your writer knowledge of how things are. You know it's not supposed to be difficult. You know it's supposed to be pretty straightforward because you know the story needs to keep going. But the character doesn't. To the character, this is just what needs to happen, and this is just how things are. And you need to learn how to write independent of your story knowledge, which for a lot of writers is really tricky, which is why, like we talked about yesterday with Haberman's Law, people just crowd everything up with a lot of backstory and big numbers and a lot of accomplishments, thinking that's going to make the character appear cooler because they did a lot of stuff. It doesn't matter how much they did. Focusing on that is sort of a bad sleight of hand. It's a feint to get us looking in the wrong direction. What we want to be looking at is each individual action they take. Was it easy or difficult according to them? And then from there, figure out how they proceed forward, because some things are going to be easy that they think will be difficult and they'll be surprised and it'll change the way they act. And other things will be unimportant, so they just do them only to find out later they will be important. You want variations in this particular sort of quadrant version of the mode of challenge, because not everybody does everything the same way. Not everything should be done the same way. And that's fine. We want variation. Are there other modes? Sure. Are we taking a test? Is this going to be on the final? No. I think between a linear model as well as an individuated sort of quadrant model, I think that's plenty of modes of challenge. But why is this so difficult for writers? Why? Okay, so we have these two models. Why isn't everybody just doing this? And why am I not just talking about, I don't know, literally anything else on this episode? Because writers really struggle to challenge their characters. They feel attached to them. They feel like they're representative of something, and that making things difficult means that you don't like your character or that you want your story to be not good, because a good story is a story where the hero wins or gets what they want. And that's going to be true whether the hero wins having broken a sweat or the hero wins having broken none at all. Two things doom a lot of stories, particularly those submitted for traditional publication. One, the characters are barely challenged. The plots might be complicated or simple or whatever, but the characters never really have to risk anything or work very hard. They just have to take their time and do stuff. And there's no sense that they ever really had a chance they could lose. The other major problem people have is that there's no real change in the character. They accomplish all these things. They literally change the cosmos or, you know, develop godlike super cosmic powers. But to them, it's just another Tuesday. That's not good either, because it might be that way for the characters, because now they just have like super cosmic powers. But the reader's a human being who has to go to work tomorrow, who has to figure out how to make dinner when they're tired, who has to, you know, remember to put the cleaning stuff in the toilet and scrub. Like, the reader doesn't have cosmic powers, and sure, they're reading your cosmic power story as an escape, but you got to remember that they're trying to relate to this, not only in a wish fulfillment, not only in an escapist way, but they're looking to be stirred emotionally. They're looking to feel something in the reading beyond just, fuck yeah, that's so cool that people do space shit. You need to sit down and address how you challenge your characters, and they have to be not necessarily fragile. Again, we don't need to swing the pendulum from super fragile to super invulnerable or super impossible odds to super cakewalk. But you do need to vary your challenges, and they, whether they escalate linearly or whether we sort them into quadrants or whether we come up with any other different model, because you want to just do a different thing. It's not a matter of absolutely stacking together like 50,000 things and going, ah, my character's easy. It's a matter of developing that relationship between your reader and your characters and seeing how your character handles a challenge, no matter what their power level is, no matter what they're able to do, no matter their skills, is what the reader connects with. It's what makes that scene memorable. It's not just, oh, well, they have a really cool like coat and it billows. It's more a matter of how do they handle an obstacle. Challenge and obstacles make things more material, more weighty, more so than just look at them do stuff. Stop thinking about you as a writer dictating your knowledge and controlling the diorama or the puppets on a string. Get yourself out of the way and start thinking and start coming at this from the position of, here are my characters. They are trying to do stuff. Is it easy or hard for them? And then plan their actions and reactions accordingly. Give that some thought. I'll talk to you next week.